Nolte, Bud Light sales continue to drop, hits other Bud brands. By John Nolte on May 10, 2023. Not only are the sales of Bud Light in a death spiral, but sales of Anheuser-Busch's other brands have also taken a hit. Nationwide retail sales of Bud Light were down 23.4% versus a year ago in the week of April 29, worse than the 21.4% decline it suffered a week earlier, reports the New York Post. That's bad enough for Anheuser-Busch because it shows the Bud Light boycott is accelerating. But it now appears people are waking up to the fact that the makers of Bud Light also brew other brands. The Post reports that those brands are also dropping in sales. The company's flagship Budweiser brand took an 11.4% sales hit for the week ended April 29. On top of that, sales of Bud's Michelob Ultra brand, the third biggest selling in the U.S. behind number one Bud Light and number two Modelo Especial, were down 4.4%. Anheuser-Busch's Natural Light brand is down 5.2%, and Busch Light drooped 1.8%. With summer right around the corner, Anheuser-Busch has some serious worrying to do. HSBC is certainly worried. It's time to step to the sidelines on Anheuser-Busch InBev as it deals with a Bud Light crisis, according to HSBC. Analyst Carlos Laboy downgraded the beverage stock to hold, saying there are deeper problems than Abby admits after a recent social media partnership in April between the Bud Light brand and Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender influencer, resulted in a wave of backlash that included boycotts of the beer. Meanwhile, the marketing executive responsible for the partnership is reportedly taking a leave of absence. Ouch. As I wrote yesterday, I think Bud Light was the moment where the country finally said, enough. It's one thing to be tolerant of drag queens and transvestites, which this country has been for decades. It's another entirely to constantly have it shoved in our faces and normalized, especially when it's targeted at children under the age of consent. America had been waiting for the drag queen celebration to come to an end, for people to move on, for normalcy to return, but it just hasn't. The alphabet people are everywhere. We're at a point where vertical on your streaming service that promises no LGBT would be welcome. And so, along comes the idiots at Bud Light celebrating a weirdo who mocks women. And that's when the country locked eyes and said, this anti-science mockery of women stops here. Here's what happened. Our fascist corporate overlords in entertainment, media, and culture, including food and drink, believe they could normalize homosexuality and transvestitism by pushing it and celebrating it and overwhelming us with it. I'm sorry, but heterosexuals will never be comfortable with two guys kissing. And as far as this trans madness, everyone knows it's either a sexual fetish or a mental illness. That's not something you can normalize. But with all these woke movies bombing and the brutal backlash against Bud Light doing serious damage, I'm thinking our fascist corporate overlords are taking a moment to rethink this plan. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.